This is Bucky Bacaw. So I'm at the most cosmopolitan part of my trip. It's still bucolic, but I'm in Berlin. Brian Holm and Kathy Neuwiesel. This is the last stop on my tour, and it's one that I really couldn't miss. Brian came to the show last night, and he made sure that I came by, and it's well worth it. So we have 30 chickens here, and I see their nice pile of scraps there. Do you have to buy them any grain, or?
Yeah, we got grain. From the Plainfield Co-op. That's all there. Feed them organic cracked corn and pellets.
How many roosters would you normally have for flock this size? Just one, or is that
last year we didn't get any. They sex them. When we buy the chicks, they're sexed, and he was just a mistake. I didn't realize that when we got our first batch. We only have had them now for 2 years. And last year, I figured we'd get 30. That'd be half roosters and half layers, and we'd eat the roosters and that many eggs, but it turned out to be all hens, and I thought that was a very unusual happenstance, but I checked with them down there, and they said, in fact, we got half sex-linked, and sex-linked, you know, you can tell by their color when they're hatched,
right?
But which they are, but the other half were the Rhode Island, were the barred rocks, and I didn't see how we got all hens, but they sex them before they sell them. As baby chicks, they have somebody who does that. At the hatchery.
Right, but it's not a perfect science.
It's obviously pretty close, but not quite perfect, yeah.
But he's a nice rooster. He's a beautiful rooster. You think you're going to hold on to him?
Well, we'll see. Kathy is bothered by him being mean, and if he gets too mean, we'll probably eat him.
Yeah. You think there's already signs he's going to get mean?
I don't know.
He's all right. Right now, he's not charging at me. Mm-hmm. He is protecting his hens, though.
Do you think that a flock benefits from a rooster if... to compensate for whatever, I mean, if he's not too mean, but...
I do. And I think it's really... I live in a place where I'm woken up by people arguing or celebrating at all times of the night and morning, and or motorcycles or airplanes. And I think it's... When I hear an urban rooster, I think it's the prettiest sound. And when I go out to the country, same thing, you know? So, I mean, just that alone to me is an aesthetic beauty. But they do watch after the hens, and it's real cute to watch. And also, they definitely serve a function. Mm-hmm. You know, they do keep a flock under control. They don't need a rooster, but I think if you can have a rooster, it's a luxury to me, and it really does add value to the flock.
But how about to the eggs? I mean, some people I've heard don't like fertilized eggs.
I don't know why they wouldn't like them. I mean, I've never noticed a taste difference. I do know that to some people, it's a delicacy to find a well along. Egg, you know, with a half-developed chick. Some people think that's, and some people, it really turns them off for the rest of their life. But as far as like a newly fertilized egg, I can't tell the difference. And I'm somebody who swears that I can do a blind taste test between my chickens and somebody else's and the different season. You know, I love eggs. You're the same way. So you've been operating this area for a while, right?
Oh, well, I had the farm for a long time, but you're probably the ones that got us into doing chickens.
Really?
I've always done pigeons myself. I have pigeons in Plainfield, and we eat squab.
Uh-huh. Was it something in particular that I said, or was it just overall just talking about the fun of it?
Yeah, people think they're messy. Carla, Kathy's daughter, didn't want to have them because they poop everywhere. But that doesn't seem to be the case. And
well, it smells good here, I would think. Yeah. In fact, looking at that pile of food that you salvaged from the co-op, I think it would be more smelly if it wasn't for them remediating it.
Yeah.
So how's it worked out in the last 2 years?
Oh, I've loved it. I mean, it's tragic when you come home and you got 25 dead ones in the yard. But other than that, it's been, you know, I enjoy them a lot. The chickens are more fun than the pigeons, actually. They got more personality, and they're less expensive.
So do you think you have the predator problem solved, or you're working on solutions?
We lock them up at night.
It's raised. This is a beautiful coop. Tell me a little more about this coop.
Well, it was the wagon chassis, and we just had our guy build it, our handyman, who unfortunately died last year.
Well, it's a beautiful piece of work to remember.
Yeah, he just built it on his little wagon.
Are predators getting in this coop? Because
no,
it's pretty
no,
solid
not.
Wood. Okay.
Not in here. They can't. We got it. You know, I just shut the doors, put that ramp up, shut it up. Nothing gets in there, not even the chipmunks and squirrels.
So was it daytime attacks, or is it that you haven't...
They were loose when the dog got them. Oh. They were outside, and I leave them out all day now. In the sunshine, they're always getting in the shade. They don't like being out in the sun. On a foggy day or in the morning when it's misty, they'll range everywhere.
There's a beautiful flock right now right under the pine tree. It looks so pretty in your pretty yard.
Yeah.
So what's been the best benefit of having them? Just the egg? You really love the eggs?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
man. No, there aren't any other eggs.
So you eat about 25 eggs a day, is it?
Yeah,
personally?
That's what we were getting. How many do you eat? I only eat about four, but...
Four is a good number. That sounds like my style. Yeah.
We give them, spread them around the family, and we're planning to sell them this year.
So there's his crow. I could hear a little. Okay, there's a juvenile aspect to that, but that's a pretty mature, good crow.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
Just,
you got to get him in one of those crowing contests. Have you ever met any of those long crowers?
No.
Oh, it sounds like a bagpipe. They can do it, keep it up for 30, 40 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then the air comes out, so it's like... What's the most interesting thing that you've learned about chickens since you started doing it?
I guess that you got to keep them penned in at night.
Yeah, coming home.
See, that's our winter coop over there. It's an old greenhouse, and we got half of that for them, and I just got a little flap that comes up there, and I have to remember. They like to get out early in the morning before I get out here, so it's tempting to let them, but I've got to keep that flap closed at night, because that's what got the last...
I thought maybe you were out dancing or listening to blues at the Black Door or something like that. Well, they got a lot of shade and food and quite a bit of space. Do you ever get a sense of what the natural chicken range is? Is there one?
As far as my daughter's house, which is over there. But other than that, they pretty much stay in this area.
I'm not good with distance. I'm from New York. All I can tell is an 850 square foot apartment from a 1200. So help me out here. What would you say that range means?
And
so
no, 1 acre, I'd say.
Well, 1 acre, yeah.
Okay, so like if you have a flock of chickens in a 1 acre range, they're probably not going to travel very far when they got resources around.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think they have any.
And it's pretty. They seem to appreciate it. And how about you, Kathy? What's the most interesting thing you've learned about chickens since you've started?
Well, I didn't know anything about them getting, what's that word you use, Brian? When they sit on the nest all day? Broody.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know much about chickens. And so that was a process.
What did you think at first when you saw your first broody chicken?
Well, I was afraid because I thought she was going to peck at me, but she didn't. But I was a little bit leery.
Right.
Carl, by the way, I asked him, he doesn't refrigerate his eggs.
Carl Hammer.
They take them out and you buy them right there. They sit there. I says, how long can you leave them out? He says, pretty much indefinitely. He says refrigeration.
Last night on our live broadcast, folks asked and I said that I've had eggs that were out 3 weeks in the summer. I didn't say in the sun. I said in the summer. And folks just laughed in disbelief. But
he says you can have them for months. He doesn't believe in refrigerating. And that they just don't age appreciably.
Backyard eggs are amazing.
Yeah.
So thanks for showing me around today. I had a real good time. Did you enjoy showing me? Is it
sure
fun to have a visit from Bucky and ask questions?
Sure.
You know, people only hear 10 minutes of this interview. I have to pick the best information and the best jokes, but I really loved seeing folks. So everybody, invite me, and I'll try to make the time eventually. Keep in touch with me. I love that. That's what it's all about. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.